It's Thursday, the 9th of October, and now it's a half blue, half shaded sky. But there was obviously a hard down during the night because, well, let's just say that things are bejeweled. The ground is damp. Strange thing this morning was that when I looked out the window at 7:05 at the kitchen window, the window that faces onto the park, the things were clear, although, you know, still fairly dark but getting light. 10 minutes later, there was a pea super out that window, as if someone had flew overhead and dropped a giant bag of har. There was none in the back garden or to the south and east, but just, it was absolutely amazing. Spooky stuff. It's lifted now, but it was just the speed that it appeared. Definitely cool this morning. Yes. Definitely cool, cool. I have to grade it now, like on the compass you have north and east and south and west, but you also have, not if I can remember it correctly, north, northeast, northeast, north, east, northeast. What's the next one? So I haven't graded cold like that. So this morning it's cool, cold, cool. Yeah, that sounds about right. But I've got my big woolly jumper on. My new one. Well, newish. It's still shedding wool everywhere I go. But it's cosy. Oh, but that fresh air, that cool, cool, cool fresh air is brilliant. And it's another calm morning, which is, well, amazing. Amazing. Yeah. So slept well last night. And, oh my goodness, the dream that I had in the last half hour. I know it was the last half hour because my wife got up at 6:30. And I refused to get up. So when she came back to bed, I managed to get over to sleep. And that's when I had this wacko. You see the chains are, I can't even see that plane. But it's EasyJet, I know it's this time. Oh, that's goodness grief. Wacky dream. More than the normal wacky dream that is. And you know, I can still remember virtually everything that happened. Oh, God, my mind. My mind's running through some of the sections of that dream at the moment. Stop it, leave it alone. Anyway, so apart from that, I'm feeling okay. Days are flying in. Still haven't got the fence painted. I've done a couple of wee sections just to see how it's going to look in dark oak. I think it's going to be fine because once that's planted up with greenery, it'll give it the perfect backdrop. Thought I saw little Mr. Mouse there, a wee field mouse. I'm sure it was, just too quick. Unfortunately, he lost his perfect home for his family when I took the old shed down. Because I had insulated that shed with glass wheel when I built it, because I was building it for the rabbit originally, and wanted her to be cosy. But Mrs. liked glass wheel for some reason, and when I tore the shed down, I came across little passageways and the lounge and the in the bedroom and the toilet, because they make wee toilets away from the normal nest area. I'm just going to the toilet, Dad. Okay, son, when you go, don't get lost. Hey, hi. It's places like the Haymarket now in the mornings with planes. I've tried to be, or to ignore them. I can't, I'm sorry, it's just my nature. I bloody hate them. I hate them flying over my head when they didn't used to. I hate the frequency they fly over my head when they didn't used to. Just bugs me completely. And I know, I've tried, I really have, but sorry. I hate them with a vengeance. And I know hate's a strong word, and that's not to be used loosely. Although, nowadays, people do use that word loosely. You know. I hate when that happens. Do you really hate it? You know, you just dropped a biscuit on the floor. Oh, I hate when that happens. You know? Or your toast falls butter side down, as it always does. I hate when that happens. I hate everything in life. I've heard them at it. It's just, it's raining. Oh, I hate when it rains. What's the other one? What's the other one? Oh, I, there's nothing worse than that. Yeah. And a trivial little thing happens in their life and it's, oh, there's nothing worse than that. Aye, you're right, there's nothing worse than that. And 10 minutes later, something else happens, and totally different and totally irrelevant, and it's, oh, there's nothing worse than that. Well, what is? What's worse about it? You know? You know, I do admire, I love my own language, don't get me wrong, I absolutely love it, and I wouldn't change it. But I do admire a lot of the English accents. Not just English accents, because there's a lot of accents from other countries in the world, other nations. But I do love a lot of the English accents, because they don't say things like that, you know, they don't. Well, to what I've heard, you know, I don't hear them saying things like, you know, oh, I hate when that happens. I think they're quite a lovely way of saying certain things, you know, when you hear them talking. They've just got a lovely vocabulary. And they don't have that, what I call guttural gutter talk, if you like. And a lot of the old folk that I talk to, they don't talk like that. And they've been spent their life here, so it's not as if they learnt how to talk like that. That's just how their upbringing was. And they don't go through all these horrible sayings. And they're lovely to listen to too. It's all about background and upbringing. Doesn't make you a better person because you speak nice, you know, so. You know what I mean? People are fascinating.